God's purposes will not be thwarted by the unbelieving. God made it real clear. I promised Abraham I'd bring his descendants back. Now, if you don't have the faith to claim that promise, I'll wait on another generation. If this generation won't obey me, I'll raise up another one. But I will not let unbelief keep me from accomplishing the purposes I have proclaimed. I hear people all the time talking about, oh, I'm so worried about the future of the church. I think sometimes we forget who owns the future. And I get worn out by people that want to run around and criticize and gripe in their efforts to, quote, save the church. And I would like to remind you, folks, the church already has a Savior. It's always had a Savior. And the kingdom of God is in good hands because it's not in our hands. It's in His. I remember with so much pain when the church I was raised in chose not to enter the land. You've heard me tell how during my high school years, Oak Cliff became basically an African-American community. And most of the churches in Oak Cliff, not just Churches of Christ, but most of the churches, refused to open up their doors to the new community, including the church I was raised in. The church I was raised in, the church I was baptized in, the church I preached my first sermon in doesn't even exist anymore. God took the candlestick away. And that's why it meant so much, because I carried a burden about that for years. And it meant so much to me years ago when I was over at the Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship inviting Tony Evans to come over here and preach on a Sunday night. And I'm out there in the foyer of their beautiful new building, and they had a little stone from the yard of every place that church had met before they moved to their current building. And the very first stone was from a house on 1510 Drury Drive. I grew up at 1538 Drury Drive. And Tony Evans moved to that house and started a little church in that house the very year that everybody in our church moved away. And while all that's going on, there's this teenage young man out in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, named Ken Green, who was a gang leader and a drug addict. And God's going to bring him to his knees and humble him and bring him to salvation and put it into his heart to want to be a minister. And he's going to graduate, get a doctor's degree, and plant a church in Oak Cliff that's a 2-minute bike ride from where I grew up. God always has a remnant. God is never wondering what's He going to do if one generation is disobedient. He'll raise up another. The question isn't if, but who. And I've told the Lord a long time ago, when you do your work in this city, I don't want to be up in the stands watching. I want to be down on the field. Let's bow our heads. I want you just to pray a simple prayer, and I'll close it in a second. Would you pray that we will be the generation that enters and not the generation that wanders? And Father, my prayer is that when my children think about me and my life and this church and this generation, they will not think of a people whose bodies are buried out in a nameless desert. But they will think instead we were the ones that crossed the Jordan and conquered Jericho and left them a legacy. Help us to be the generation that believes. In Jesus' name, amen.